This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Great topics, great radio.
Hide and Seek.
Touching our community right around the nation.
Hide and Seek.
Reaching far and wide. Stream us now. Joy 94.9.
Well, when it comes to 80s boy bands, there were none bigger than Bros. Joining us all the way from the USA is Matt Goss. Welcome.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Matt, you've moved on a bit since the Bros days. Your solo career is going great guns now. Tell us a bit about what's been happening in Vegas.
Yeah, just I'm a headliner at Caesars Palace now, and this is coming on after our fourth year, and we're just doing the show's going really well. You know, the show's going really well. I play every weekend, and the show's been really well reviewed, and I'm just really, it's great to be able to sing on a weekly basis to a new audience and an old audience, and just it's a nice thing, you know. Singing is what keeps me going personally. So.
You have an extraordinary loyal fan base, but I imagine, are they now in their 40s? I would have thought they're about my age.
Yeah. I think it's more 30s. I think 30s and 30s and I mean, the thing is, in the States, that's not the perspective. It's because I have new fans and in their teens all the way up to, you know, we literally have, you got to be 21 to get in the show in the States. So you know, we have a real diverse, range of fans. So I never really think about the age side of things, really, because it's so diverse.
Getting a gig like that in a casino in Vegas, that's a pretty big commitment, isn't it? Because they lock you in for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the shows are great. I mean, in Caesars, because it's as I say before, it's on a regular basis. But I just played the Royal Albert Hall in London, so I still get out and do other shows. But it is nice to have a regular way to do the show and perform and just and sing to fans, you know, old fans and new fans. So it's a nice place to be, really, because I still get to do my bigger shows as well. So.
Your website has something that really caught my eye. It said civility costs nothing. It's the first thing you see when you check out your website. Why have you chosen to put that on?
I think that it's just my mantra. I mean, I have a tattoo on my arm, so this says civility costs nothing. I just think that these days I'm very connected to that sensibility. And, you know, good morning, please, thank you, I think can change somebody's day, and it just means a lot to me. And thankfully, you know, my fans and that really, really feel the same way. There's a certain sensibility. It's very, very simple to go through your day and just say good morning and please, and ask your neighbour if they need anything. And I just think it just makes the world a better place. Very simple approach to changing people's day.
They're very old-fashioned values, though.
I think that it is somewhat old-fashioned, I guess, in the fact that maybe people don't say it out loud, but I think there's a lot of people that actually prefer that way of living. You know, like, my life is very, very glamorous, and I get to do some incredible things, and I travel all over the world, and I think it's a sensibility that works. Whatever country I'm in, it seems to work. I mean, it just feels better to live my life that way. And my granddad, Harry Reid, who was a sergeant in the army and was a builder after the war, and he just always said, you know, civility costs nothing. It's just something that that stayed with me in my blood. You know, as a Southeast Londoner, it just makes me feel better.
It's a lovely sentiment. Matt, tell me why you are such a hopeless romantic.
Again, same reason. Like, why wouldn't you be? Like, I mean, I love... Listen, I'm single now, and it's fun being single, and I was in a very long relationship, and it's just, you know, now I'm single, and it's good fun, but there's nothing better than feeling all the gooey stuff from a woman. It's nice, you know. It's like, I'm definitely one of the lads, and we have a good time, but... You know, I think it's, again, it just goes back to that old school thinking. It's nice, romance is fun.
After coming out of quite a long relationship, that that newfound freedom can sometimes feel a bit like loneliness, though.
It's actually a very good question. It's actually quite a, it's quite true. I think that when you come out of something, you know, so long, and you know there's a familiar territory, and it's everything feels so, you know, so comfortable. I think that when you first come out of a relationship, it is kind of a bit daunting, but it's, you know, my head's getting around it, and it's slowly starting to feel like a lot more fun. So I'm, you know, I'm happy I'm single, and I'm definitely looking forward to find the right girl, you know, but it's fun looking.
I can't imagine what it is like for someone with a high profile to try and form a relationship. You must it must be difficult not to be on your guard all the time.
You know, I've got to be honest. I mean, I think that you just got to trust your instincts. Yeah. I think that I don't really worry about that thing. I worry about all that. I mean, I think if somebody's nice and they got a good sense of, you know, I like compassion and I don't like arrogance. If someone's beautiful and they're not wrapped up in themselves and they're just nice, I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't really get carried away with all that.
Matt, what's Luke up to these days?
My brother's doing movies. He's just did the, a lot of people know he did the Last Death Race 2, the Statham role. He took that over on Death Race 2. He just finished Death Race 3. And he's doing great. He's, you know, obviously did Blade and he did Hellboy, directed by Guillermo del Toro. So he's doing real well. He's doing movies. So we're both happy, you know, in what we're doing.
Now tell us a little bit about your children's book that you published in 2010.
Yeah, it was a book called Bear Crimbo, and it was really just, I wanted to create a book that went back again to the real classic visually. It's like every single picture in the book is hand painted. It's like oil paint. Every picture is an oil painting, which I have in my place in LA. And I wanted to create something with those old school values, you know, loyalty and there's so many crazy characters. I wanted to create something that, you know, mums and dads could read to their kids over like a 5-day period and enjoy that connection.
Now your latest single, Fighting for Love, will play very shortly. Give us the story behind that one.
It really was like when I was playing, I went to play the Royal Albert Hall in London, like I said, in October, and I wanted to put some music out, and I'm actually working with a guy called Ron Fair, who produced Christina Aguilera and Black Eyed Peas and U2, Mary J. Blige, and just really, so we're in the middle of an album right now, and this is a kind of like a bonus track where I wanted to put a song together. The song is really just about if you're going through a tough time, it makes a lot more sense to try and hang in there and try and work it out, and rather than the easy option and let it all go. It's just really just says nothing's more beautiful than fighting for love. You know, like just again, it's just a simple message that I wrote the song. Ron liked it, and we recorded it and put it out. It's, you know, the record's going to be ready in about 6 weeks. The album's going to be ready in about 6 weeks, and it's very, very kind of glamorous, dramatic record. It's good. Really, really proud of it. But Fighting for Love is just a song I wrote that Ron liked, and we recorded it.
It's a song that many in for our community, you're speaking to Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, could right. certainly relate to. Gay marriage is, of course, big topic in the US, and we're debating the issue here in Australia. What are your thoughts right. on it?
I think love is love, yeah. I think I'm pretty much, I have a lot of faith myself, and I think that sometimes when that gets put into the mix, I think it should be left out of it. I think love is love, and we should be left alone to love who we want, and I think that's as valid as it gets if you love somebody. And I also think that the rights of parents, you know, gay or straight, you should have the right as a parent to be acknowledged in the community, politically, and on every level. I think it's just valid, you know. I think it's to me, and I'm not saying that as somebody that's liberal, I think it's genuinely valid. You know?
Matt Goss, any chance we could get you out here to Australia soon?
I would love to. I would love to come out to Australia. I had more fun in Australia than me and my brother had so much fun out there.
You were very big in Australia and New Zealand. You were huge.
Yeah, we did. I must admit, it was crazy when we went there, and it was like, I remember we had like 11,000 people at the airport when we didn't think anyone was going to turn up, and it was pretty. There was a rude awakening, but it was great. It was some of the best times we'd ever had. I think, you know, when you go halfway around the world, and you just and you've got fans there, and you can never get used to that. It's an amazing feeling when you go over and you have fans over there. We really want to get over there. Me and my brother want to come back.
Well, we would love to have you back. Matt Goss, thank you so much for being so generous with your time today and speaking to Joy.
Well, much love to you guys, and hopefully I'll see you guys soon.
Hide and seek.
Shut up, babe, and fuck me rich.
The most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.